So today I want to talk to you about what it means to be strong. I think that there are three different types of strength. There's physical strength, there's mental strength, and there's spiritual strength. I love the story of Samson, as you guys probably already know. As well as being really exciting, it tells us a lot about what it means to be strong. As we heard in the readings, Samson was really strong. He killed a lion with his bare hands. We also know that he got his strength from God because God chose him to help the people before he was even born. But Samson wasn't always strong. He made a lot of mistakes and he got very angry easily. And he allowed his girlfriend, Delilah, to persuade him to tell the source of his strength. So he was mentally quite weak. Let's think a bit more about the different kinds of strength. Physical strength. Obviously, physical strength can be quite easy to see, like one of the world's strongest men, like Eddie Hall. They have big muscles and can lift heavy things. Samson was the best example in the Bible of this, as he showed his strength on many occasions. He was also a good example of how someone who is physically strong can use strength for good and bad things. Today, people can use their strength in really good ways, like helping people or protecting people, perhaps being in the police or fire service or being in the army. But physical strength could also be used to damage other people or bullying and fighting. It can also be physical strength that could have the power over people, perhaps being a boss, having lots of money or having influence over people so that it makes you feel stronger than other people. This kind of strength is what most people seem to be important, as it can seem that it can make people better than others. It probably doesn't surprise you that I view this as my weakest strength. I'm not very good at lifting heavy things. If someone's strong mentally and emotionally, it means that they have strong self-worth and that they're resilient, so when things don't go well, they can still feel happy and secure in themselves. Someone who is mentally weak, perhaps, doesn't think positively about themselves and they aren't happy inside. When things don't go well, then they don't stay strong and they can make bad decisions. Samson was a good example of this. There are lots of people who can think of being mentally strong. We can think of athletes like Mo Farah who have been strong to achieve success. Or perhaps someone like Stephen Hawking who overcame his disabilities to achieve amazing things. In the Bible, the best example is Jesus. He overcame people not believing in him and mocking him, but he never had a negative impact on him. People talk a lot more about being mentally strong nowadays, which is good because young people have a lot of challenges that cause a lot of problems. Things like the internet and social media can be great, but it creates issues like cyberbullying and body image. But young people can spend so much time on it in the virtual world that in real life they seem a bit boring and depressed. I think that this is one of my strengths, as in when people insult me, I just generally let it roll off my back and it doesn't affect me. Spiritual strength. I think that being spiritually strong means that you have a healthy connection with God and can trust him when times get tough. It means having a personal relationship with God and not just being religious and following rules. Samson showed this at the end as well because he still showed that he had faith in God and reined his physical strength together to be able to pull the temple down. Of course, a lot of people don't even think about spiritual strength because they don't believe in God. But even people who have believed in God can be weak and lose their faith or just become religious and follow rules. For example, in the Bible, the Pharisees just followed the rules. Jesus was really angry when he talked about them. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, "When I am weak, then I am strong." In other words, when he is feeling physically and mentally weak, actually he is stronger because he relies on his faith in God. That's actually very different to how the world sees things. Paul is saying that being strong spiritually is what matters the most, not how you seem on the outside. So my question is, how are you strong? How are you strong physically, mentally, tough on the inside? And how are you spiritually strong? Thank you.